Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Danley Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Matt Murphy, market leader for applications, data, and AI at BDO Digital USA. While we've been hearing quite a bit about using AI and how we can improve the front end of operations, Matt is here to talk with us about leveraging AI for the back end business applications. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Natalie. I appreciate that. And you're right. The back-end systems is where AI may have the greatest impact for retailers, whether it's brick and mortar or whether it's online. You know, there's a number of functions that back-end systems play. There's ERP systems, there's supply chain technology, warehouse management systems, right? So they're all ripe for optimization with AI. These systems, just so you understand, have huge amounts of data underneath them: product data, order data, data on returns and sales, and so much more. And so these systems and their data is what drives those business processes and communications for these organizations. With AI, retailers can now re-engineer those business processes. They can automate these tasks, the kickoff workflows, alarm management on issues, that and be more predictive. You know, the things that would take days or weeks now can take hours or a day nowadays. And so, and the other piece of this is when we take AI and apply it to that data, we can find insights that you wouldn't get from a traditional dashboard, right? That's programmed, right? So, and I'll give you an example. So, you know, when we're thinking in terms of supply chains, you know, online, if items are out of stock, or if shelves are empty, you know, those things can drive consumers away, right? And that's a function of our supply chain. The opposite's also true too, right? So CFOs don't like a lot of inventory, a lot of cash on hand in inventory. So there's a balance that has to be met. But when we embed AI into these systems, they can potentially spot those shortfalls in ways they've never been able to do before, and intelligently deliver that information to users and management so that they can take action, and sometimes do this in a very automated fashion. So in the truest sense, this is about, you know, doing more with less, and retail is certainly a prime opportunity to do that. So,
and I'm sure lots of retailers are really happy to hear that, as they are trying to do more with less. So when retailers are considering or thinking about implementing AI on the back end in some of these types of scenarios, what kind of costs can be expected from this?
So costs are going to vary tremendously. And if we think about some of the, you know, off-the-shelf technologies that we talked about earlier that they could purchase, you know, they're still trying to figure out how to charge. And all the while, AI is evolving, right? So more and more content, more and more capabilities are being built while they're trying to figure out some of these cost models. And so you're going to see that kind of change over time. And it could be a fee-based model. It could be a consumption-based model. And so we're seeing that world kind of change pretty quickly. From our perspective, when we talk about building, you know, custom apps, or we're talking about embedding AI into a legacy application, those things are much more straightforward. You know, these are project-based, and something like a legacy application would be a little more cost-effective than building something from scratch. However, when we do these things, we are building these things exactly to a specific need, a specific business process, kind of like we talked about before. And so there's a specific ROI that we are going to be chasing, and that we will see immediately once we deliver this AI into an application, or if we build something from scratch. As soon as those applications are done, management sees that. Management sees the immediate returns immediately. What took us a week only took us a day now because AI is there. So anything we do, it comes with a very strong ROI usually. So
you mentioned a couple of things, which brings me to my next question. Is this a one and done, these systems? I mean, does it require maintenance, continued investment? I mean, what are we looking at in the long run?
So maintenance is going to be a part of any application, whether you buy it off the shelf as something we build or something we modernize, right? So that's always going to be a part of it. AI is evolving at a breakneck pace, right? And these systems incorporate more and more as time goes by. The investment businesses need to make is largely in the enablement and the adoption of these tools so they could take advantage of those efficiencies. Those companies that are striving to gain an edge may need to invest a little bit more to produce more unique capabilities that go beyond large package systems. In the purpose-built applications that we build, we see organizations buy and look for more opportunities to work across the enterprise. Essentially, once you see some success, once you have an internal story that you can tell, hey, these guys came in, they embedded these applications, and boy, oh boy, our systems are much faster, we're much more efficient. Well, now you have a story, and there's a lot more questions that follow usually. So it's usually more about we want to do more now that we've had a success model in one part of our organization. So,
excellent. So I'm going to ask you to take out your crystal ball and look into the future, not too far into the future. Let's say 5 years into the future. Where do you see AI? Let's focus on the back end. 5 years from now, where do you see AI?
The large backend systems, like I shared earlier, will incorporate more and more AI functionality into their systems to drive competitive advantage. You're going to see those competitors battle those things out. Companies in the next 12 to 24 months or 36 months or so, you're going to see them looking to re-engineer those business processes wherever they can gain an edge. And if they can do things faster, they can do things better with a strong ROI and greater visibility by management, they're going to take a look at it, and we're starting to see that. We expect a shift in the user community to less mundane activities, right? So a lot of those day-to-day functions are going to be handled by AI, and more activities that are leveraged with technology, working with clients more strategically, less staff performing those tasks, and more staff doing things that are going to drive more opportunity for the organization. And then finally, there is a significant element of innovation here, right? Those applications, so if you think in terms of management in the past, that thought about applications that they can build or technology that they wanted to bring into the fold that's going to change their organization or change their business, 5 or 10 years ago, those things might not have been possible, or they might have been very expensive. And so now those things are coming back into fruition, because now AI allows us to do those things so much more efficiently, and we can actually build those things that they never thought they could. And so what you're going to see is a lot more innovation out of retailers, a lot more innovation really out of any industry. And it's going to be, it's kind of an exciting time for applications as a result. So.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you, Matt. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode or any of the episodes where we discuss AI, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And be sure to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you can keep your finger on the pulse of retail. Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.